On February 26, 1913, a secret marriage ceremony took place at St. Joseph's Church in Harlem, New York. The betrothed couple were the only two people present that day. The bride was a young woman named Anna Amuler, and the groom was the pastor of the church, Father Hans Schmidt, who performed the ceremony himself. If this sounds a little out of the ordinary to you, since Catholic priests are forbidden to marry, you'd be right about that. But Hans Schmidt was no ordinary priest. In fact, he was so unusual that he married, impregnated, and then brutally murdered his young wife. He was eventually sent to the electric chair for his crime, and to this day remains the only Catholic priest ever to be executed in the United States. But there was no question that he deserved it. Not just for this murder, but for many other crimes he'd committed too. He was a classic psychopath, self-absorbed and oblivious to the feelings of others, and it's likely we'll never know the extent of the horror he visited on his many victims. But the record of violence, sexual perversion, and debauchery that we do know about managed to shock the country and reverberate all the way to the steps of the Vatican. Some of his acts were so vile, so gruesome, and so satanic, it's sometimes difficult to believe he was ever a Catholic priest. We know quite a lot about the dark corners of Hans Schmidt's life, but we know much less about his doomed bride, Anna Amuler. We do know that she met the man who would eventually kill her while she was working as a housekeeper at the rectory of St. Boniface Church in New York City. In 1913, she was only 20 years old. She'd been born into a Catholic family in Hungary, but after her parents died, she was raised by an aunt. As a teenager, Anna was very bright and pretty, with sparkling blue eyes and pouting lips. She was also friendly, fun-loving, and beautifully played the piano, which made her one of the most popular girls in school. Shortly after finishing her studies, her aunt decided to send her to America, where she imagined the young woman could continue her musical training. When she arrived in America, though, Anna found the possibilities for immigrants without much money were few. She stayed with friends of her aunt for a time, but after they helped to get her the job at the church, Anna moved out on her own. Soon after that, she met Hans Schmidt, and her life would never be the same again. Rumors quickly spread about the handsome young priest and the pretty housekeeper, and so church officials moved Schmidt out of the parish to stop all the gossip. He was sent to St. Joseph's Church in Harlem, but the distance failed to keep the two lovers apart. The couple were married in that secret ceremony, which wouldn't stay secret for long. The silence would be broken in the most gruesome way imaginable. On September 5th, 1913, two boys who were fishing on the New Jersey side of the Hudson River found the severed torso of a young woman that had been wrapped in newspaper. Stuffed inside the newspaper was a large flat gray rock that had apparently been intended to sink the body to the river bottom. It didn't work. Then, 3 miles downriver in Weehawken, the lower half of the same woman was found. It had been wrapped in newspaper too, but had also been placed in a pillowcase that had been monogrammed with a large letter A. A large gray rock had been carefully tied to the body, another weight that failed to pull the corpse to the bottom of the river. Anna Amuler, who had vanished several days earlier, had finally been found. When the police discovered the apartment where the dead woman had lived, they were stunned when they opened the door. The walls and floor were covered with blood. Someone had made a half-hearted, messy attempt to clean up, based on the presence of a scrub brush and 6 bars of soap on the sink, but they'd done a poor job. A search of the place revealed a butcher's knife and a hacksaw hidden in a trunk, a handful of letters that mentioned St. Joseph's Church, and a handkerchief with a familiar monogram. It was the same letter A that had been found on the pillowcase in the river. Detectives followed the trail of clues to St. Joseph's Church and confronted Father Schmidt about the bloody apartment where Anna had lived. Almost immediately, he broke down and confessed to the murder. He offered a chilling explanation for why he'd taken the young woman's life. "I loved her," Schmidt told them. "Sacrifices should be consummated in blood." The story of the murderous priest Hans Schmidt is one that has been seldom told, even though he may have been one of the most depraved criminals in American history. Schmidt left a trail of mayhem behind him in Germany when he came to the United States, and he left death and destruction in his wake as he was moved from parish to parish around the country, keeping him one step ahead of rumors, accusations, and embarrassment for the church. But Catholic officials had no idea of the secrets they were keeping for Father Schmidt. They didn't know about his pathological obsession with blood, his deranged sexual appetites, or the murder he likely committed that someone else was blamed for. I'd like to think that if they knew just how dangerous this priest was, they would have done something to stop him. But I don't suppose we'll ever know. But what I do know is that this is not a story for the nervous, the faint of heart, the easily offended, or those too afraid to be faced with incidents of violence, sex, brutality, religious depravity, and blood-soaked murder. This is a season of our alternative podcast that isn't suitable for all listeners, but if you were brave enough for the madness of H.H. Holmes, Ed Gein, Albert Fish, and others we featured in past seasons, then I'll dare you to join me for this one. Holy Terror, the true story of America's killer priest, will be season 7 of Dead Men Do Tell Tales, a podcast you can only get by becoming a Patreon supporter of American Hauntings. And to do that, just go to patreon.com/AmericanHauntings and get signed up now. We can't thank you enough for being a listener of the shows on the American Hauntings Podcast Network, and we hope you'll join us for this alternative show. Your support for our Patreon program makes it possible for us to continue with all the shows on the network, so thank you for that. We hope we can continue to count on you and that you'll join our Patreon in time for the first episode of the new season, which will start airing in May of 2026.
This episode was brought to you by the American Hauntings Podcast Network. This episode was brought to you by the American Hauntings Podcast Network.